USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders were among those to speak at night one of a virtual Democratic National Convention. Obama headlining last night's session and saying that President Trump is the wrong president for the country and can't do the job.
It is what it is.
And former candidate himself, Sanders, saying of the Democratic nominee,
"Together, we must build a nation that is more equitable, more compassionate, and more inclusive. I know that Joe Biden will begin that fight on day one."
At the same time as he campaigned in Wisconsin and Minnesota, President Trump said Biden would abolish the American way of life if he won the White House.
"They're going to take away your guns, and as sure as you're standing here today, if they win, and that's what's going to happen."
USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Fire crews in Southern California reporting some progress now on the destructive lake fire that's still burning 2 hours north of Los Angeles. It has scorched over 30 square miles and has destroyed a dozen homes and more than 20 outbuildings, but they say they're finally starting to get a handle on it. Senate Republicans are going to propose a coronavirus relief plan that includes $10 billion for the U.S. Postal Service. The bill, they say, would also include $300 per week in additional federal unemployment insurance benefits and another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, as well as liability protections. Some bold people might want to be headed out to California's Death Valley after the hottest place on Earth broke its all-time August temperature record. Death Valley National Park officials say they're expecting so-called heat seekers to be visiting a lot this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
So-called rolling blackouts are again causing controversy in the state of California, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into 2 nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future. And that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians who are also dealing with temperatures well over 100 degrees.
3 senior executives of the Ellen DeGeneres Show are without jobs now after Warner Brothers launched an investigation into the work environment there. Variety is reporting the staff was told about the firing of executive producers Ed Glavin and Kevin Lehman and co-executive producer Jonathan Norman on a video call yesterday. The DeGeneres is said to have become emotional while speaking of the investigation into her show. Warner Brothers launched an investigation last month after numerous workers complained of sexual misconduct and racial insensitivity, among other problems. And Kanye West is pitching a new version of the app TikTok, the rapper tweeting that he wants to create Christian-monitored Jesus Talk, where the content would be safe for young children and the rest of the world.